Welcome to the podcast today and to your daily dose of the Word of God. Today I want to talk to you about the way of the cross leads home. Hebrews 9:22 says, "And almost all things are by the law purged with blood, and without shedding of blood is no remission. Anyone who wants to go to heaven can go, but they must go through the old rugged cross." Yes, the way of the cross leads home. Here's a story about a little girl who was lost in England and could not remember how to get home. She asked a policeman for help. She told the policeman, "If you can get me to the cross, I can find my way home. I tell you what, if you can get to the cross, you can make it home to heaven. There's salvation and cleansing of our sins in the blood of the Lamb." It's one thing to believe historically that Jesus died by crucifixion on the cross at Calvary. It is quite another to believe that he died for you. By doing that, you're acknowledging that you're a sinner and cannot save yourself. Liberals and modernists are trying to take the cross of Christ away. However, there can be no salvation without the cross of Christ. The death of Christ on the cross and the shedding of his blood is what purchased our salvation. Salvation has been provided and purchased by Jesus Christ. The choice is now up to us as to what you will do about it. Yes, the way of the cross leads home. I'm talking about home to salvation, peace, contentment, joy, and heaven. Will you follow the cross of Jesus today? Why don't you accept God's only provision for sin, the cross of Christ, and be saved today? May God bless you today.